Graham, it's a hard working victory, but it's very valuable 3 points.
It is, yeah, and I thought it was fully deserved. I thought we, like you say, it was a bit of a grind at times, but I thought we tested Crawley and we asked them questions, which we probably didn't do as much as we should have last week, and we came up with a goal that won the game. But you know, we've hit the post, the keeper's made saves, we've missed other opportunities which could have gave us a healthier lead, because you know, Crawley could have got a goal out of anything, and then it'd be disappointing to come in without 3 points, because I thought over the 90 minutes we deserved it. So we're pleased with the result, yeah.
And a clean sheet as well, which is obviously a bonus for you, and I think you'll be pleased about that.
Yeah, well, we're always pleased about that. I think the players take great pride in the work that they do during the week and work very hard to defend in a certain way. And, you know, I think Max has had limited actual work to do, which is good. But, you know, Crawley always carried a threat. You know, they've got a very good goal scorer in McLeod up front, and they've got other good players to come in. So we had to make sure that we didn't give anything cheap away. I thought at times the ref was trying his hardest to give them something with a ridiculous amount of free kicks. Never seen anything like that. And but you know, that's what we had to contend with, and I thought we did that. And but for the width of a post and keeping making a very good save off Proc, we could have won a little bit better. But no, we're really pleased we won them.
Form's been a bit patchy at home as well, so it's nice to get a home win as well, particularly.
It's always nice to get a win. Wins are always good. When people say, oh, that's a good win, I've never seen a bad win. We're pleased. We know we haven't, like you say, we haven't had the running results we'd have all wanted at home. But I think over the course of this season so far, I think this group of players have done superb for this football club. And they know that we will always back them and work hard with them, and they'll always respond in the right way, and that's what they've done this week. And we're really pleased as a staff. We're really pleased for the players, because I keep reiterating, they are a great group to work with, and we always look forward to going in every day and working with them.
And a really good way to bounce back. You'd be delighted with that after last week's disappointment against Oldham. Come back here and put that right, really.
Yeah, well, you know, that's always the way in football. But what we've got to try and do is learn, you know, and we've learned a little bit from last week, which is good. We, you know, because we did come off what we'd been doing in the previous games, so it's a case of constant reminding, and maybe a little reminder to me to constantly remind the players about what we do as well. So, you know, we're all learning at this game every day. And no, but you know, as long as we've got open minds and open ears to those lessons, then we'll always improve, and that's what we're all about.
And Liam McAlinden, a start today, changed that round with Stephen Dobby. What was the thinking there?
Well, I think we brought Liam in for a reason, to give us a different option for what we've got. You can see his runs, his clever runs, and he wants to run in behind, and he carries a goal threat. And you know, he's already been here previous and scored a couple of goals. And we think he'll score more goals for us for the rest of the season. So, you know, what we feel at the moment, we've got four strikers in David Ball, Jamie Proctor, Liam McAlinden and Stephen Dobby. There's four strikers at a different variety, and they'll all play games between now and the end of the season. And they'll have to compete and support each other, because, you know, that's we all want success. And, you know, if we can just get them, you know, in the scoring chart, I think we'll be in a better team than we're actually looking at the moment.
And the win's taking you up the league, potentially, into the playoff places. It's still looking like you've got a chance of challenging for that top six spot.
Yeah. It's we're pleased. No, listen, it's, you know, like I said a couple of weeks ago with Rob, you know, my glass is always half full, and we're always being positive. Even we're disappointed, no doubt, last week, but I know the potential in this team. And sometimes you have to win when you're not at your best, or take something from the game. We didn't do that last week. I think we did this week, but I thought we showed a different side to us today. We just got to get the balance right between how we want to play, and but I'll take that every day of the week, because the lads leave everything on the pitch, and that's all I can ask for.
Stuart Murdoch and Scott Davis on the bench, back off loans again, so that sort of strengthens the squad. But have you any plans to do anything in the last week of the window?
No, not particularly, no. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, I'm really happy with this squad. I think we've got enough quality within this squad to win enough games this season. And we've got to give these lads the chance to establish themselves. And you don't do that if you're not playing games. So, bringing Scott and Murdo back into the squad, like you say, gave us extra strength. And then we've got a couple of boys to come back in from injury as well. And that's what we've got to do. You're going to sometimes, some weeks are going to be depleted. And other weeks you'll have to make tough decisions, but the main core of this group, we have a great belief in them, and they're repaying that faith.